Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
We're returning now to the scenes of large crowds socialising outdoors over the weekend on packed streets in Dublin, Cork and Galway. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Tony Houlihan said he was absolutely shocked at the scenes in Dublin, which he said were like a major open-air party. So, with the bank holiday weekend looming and more fine weather predicted, could we be facing similar scenes in just a couple of days' time? And what, if anything, should be done about it? Well, to discuss this, we're joined now by Jim O'Callaghan, Fianna Fáil TD for Dublin Bay South, and by Louise O'Reilly, Sinn Féin TD for Dublin Fingal. And thank you both very much for joining us this evening. Jim, I might come to yourself first. As I said, Dr. Tony Houlihan said it was like a major open-air party in Dublin at the weekend. And we know that there are other gatherings around the country, similar such scenes, Galway, Cork, etc. What do you make of it, and what do you think should be done?
Well, obviously, it would be preferable, Sarah, if people, and they're predominantly young people, could meet outside in less densely congregated settings. And unfortunately, what we saw at the weekend on South William Street and Exchequer Street in my own constituency was very dense gatherings of young people. But listen, I also think we need to recognise that this has been a very difficult 15 months for young people. Their employment, their education, their social life, their ability to form relationships, all of these have been badly affected by the pandemic and the restrictions. I'd like, if I'm talking about young people, what I want to say is I want to salute them for the sacrifices that they've made to protect society from the pandemic. But listen, what we should do and what we should recognise as well is that this day week, outdoor hospitality will reopen. And I think the problem will reduce significantly when that happens. It won't get rid of the problem, but it'll reduce it. But in this weekend coming, I think the council, city councils and around the country need to do more to redirect young people into parks. I think we need more bins in the parks, toilets in the parks. I think we're going to have to recognise that young people are going to drink outside in parks.
Hold on, I might just hold you there for a second, Jim. You think the problem will reduce significantly next week when outdoor hospitality opens?
Yes.
So then, if that's the solution to the problem, why not bring that back to before the weekend?
Well, that's a valid suggestion, but in all likelihood, I wonder how possible it will be for the hospitality sector to reorganise themselves so they can get their staff in from Friday as opposed to next Monday. If that was possible, I think it's a sensible proposal. But listen, I think no matter what...
So it's Monday. If that was possible, that would need to be signalled really today,
yeah,
wouldn't it?
It would be. I think we need to recognise that probably is going to be unlikely. A time frame has been put in place for the reopening of society. Outdoor hospitality is opening next Monday. I think that will reduce the problem, but it won't resolve the problem, because even before we ever heard of COVID, we had problems in certain areas with people drinking outside. But of course, we never had a situation before when every pub and every restaurant in the country was closed. And I think once they reopen again and outdoor hospitality is available, the problem will reduce.
We only heard from Cabinet last week about some of these reopening plans. Did anybody, do you know, raise this issue, if this is the solution, open outdoor dining, give people regulated areas in which they can sit rather than having everyone in one area? Did anyone raise this as a problem? Was this not considered?
Well, I'm not at Cabinet, but I think we need to recognise that this has been a problem that has existed for months throughout the pandemic.
Yeah.
It existed last summer as well. So it's not something that's new, and it seems to be predominantly related to good weather. But listen, part of the reason, we've told young people they can't have people into their homes. We've told them that they must meet up with people outside. The problem at the weekend was that they were meeting outside in very densely congregated areas, and obviously a number of different groups were coming together. We need to try to disperse them into parks for the forthcoming weekend.
What does that mean?
It means, for instance, in the centre of town, we keep the parks that Dublin City Council operates, we keep them open longer, keep them open late in the evening. We put more bins into the parks. We provide toilets in the parks. Like, there's no point in fooling ourselves into saying that we're going to tell people not to go out. Young people are going to go out and socialise, and we have great facilities in Dublin City, and we need to make those facilities available for this weekend.
So which parks do you think should be open, for example, in Dublin?
Well, for instance, Stephen's Green could be kept open late. I think other parks should be kept open late. Some of the parks close relatively early, and I think those facilities should be made available. Alternatively, part of the problem with young people at the weekend in South William Street and Exchequer Street, obviously they're buying drinks there and staying there. It would be preferable if we could move them up into areas which are broader. There's plazas in the city centre as well, which would be less problematic for people.
Yeah, we were speaking earlier to Gwen Layden from St. George's Arcade, and she said actually actually, that thing that you mentioned there, one of the problems she said is that the takeaway pints are being sold by pubs in the city centre. That's bringing people in, they're drinking in large volumes, and they've nowhere to go. They've nowhere to go to the toilet, they've nowhere to go to sit, they've nowhere to go to stand even.
But that is a problem, and this has
been
a problem.
Should takeaway pints be sold this weekend? I mean, you know, telling people to go to the parks, will that really resolve the problem?
I know, but Sarah, all I can deal with is the law as it exists at present, and the law as it exists at present permits license holders to sell takeaway pints. Mm. Now, whether people should be doing it or not, I think it would be preferable if people didn't all congregate in the city centre and other city centre locations, but like, we have to recognise that there are laws that are put in place. They permit for the sale of takeaway pints, and the law at present is that we told people that they can meet outside, provided that they meet up in groups of no more than 15 people. Mm. Now the problem is a number of different groups of 15 people or more were meeting up in the city centre in densely congregated areas.
You know, and it was entirely predictable, wasn't it? Because we've seen it throughout the pandemic, and we have a government now that has come out with the policy of an outdoor summer and made no provisions for people to have an outdoor summer. And we got the mess that we've seen last weekend, and a mess coming ahead of us this weekend, and no obvious way to avoid it.
Well, outdoor hospitality is going to reopen this day week. And there were reasons why outdoor hospitality wasn't reopened prior to that. I'm sure if the government had reopened outdoor hospitality earlier, that people would be on complaining about the potential public health implications of that. Mm. So look, every decision that governments make, it has risk associated with it. But it is not tenable for us to continue in the long term with young people being forced to meet outside without being able to socialise in organised settings. And that's why the solution is to reopen outdoor hospitality.
A message in to someone. I'm going to bring Louise O'Reilly in just a second, but just a message in here, Jim, from someone saying there are signs in Stephen's Green saying stay off the grass.
Well, I was walking through Stephen's Green today and it was full of people on the grass. Like, we need to recognise, if we tell people they can't have people into their houses, that they can't go into pubs, that they can't go into restaurants, that we have to use the public spaces that are available. Okay. And the parks in Dublin City are a great amenity for all the people in the city. And in fairness, the vast majority of people behave very responsibly when they're out. We need more bins to accommodate the litter they're leaving there. But like, we just can't adopt a draconian policy of saying to young people, you can't go out, stay at home. It's not going to happen.
Louise O'Reilly, as I said, is also on the line from Sinn Féin. Louise, what would Sinn Féin do to avoid, or what do you think should be done for the coming weekend?
Well, Sarah, it's very interesting listening to Jim there. The government have had a long time to prepare for this. You know, I mean, they are the ones that have been telling people repeatedly that the summer is going to be outdoors. And that's a good message. That's a message that's backed by public health. And people want to do the right thing. So what we need to see is what I have been raising with the Taoiseach for the last month, which is, you know, more bins and more toilets, absolutely, and spaces where young people can gather, where they don't necessarily have to be spending money, but places where they can gather and be together and socialise. We can't pretend that we're not social animals. We are. And what we saw at the weekend, you know, was a lot of people in a small space. I mean, the solution is not what, unfortunately, some people were telling me, that they were just being told to go home. The solution is to provide more spaces.
Louise, would you agree with Jim O'Callaghan, which is to open the parks and, sorry, keep the parks open and let people into the parks and in terms of spaces?
Absolutely. They should be looking at every available space that there is, not just in Dublin City, but in other areas where people know there's going to be congregation. I mean, you said it yourselves there, it was so predictable what was going to happen at the weekend, and also so avoidable. And that's the thing there. The government have known about this for a while. It is their message telling people to go outside and have their summer outdoors, which we're all prepared to do. And then the moment that they do, young people feel like they're being victimised again. They're being chastised for doing what they were told to do. They're being punished because Dublin City Council, I mean, I heard the Lord Mayor say we should have been ready. Well, yes, you know, she's the Lord Mayor of Dublin. She should have been doing something to make sure it was ready. The fact that, you know, people woke up on Sunday morning and act surprised that young people had a summer outdoors when they were told to have a summer outdoors. And it wasn't just young people, let's be honest. You know, there were people of all ages and stages that were out, but they were simply doing what they had been advised to do, was the safe thing to do, which was to gather outdoors where there is significantly lower risk of transmitting the virus.
Yeah.
But what we need to see are more facilities.
Okay, what about the question, Louise, of outdoor dining? Jim reckons this problem will significantly diminish next week when outdoor dining and hospitality is open. Do you think it will significantly diminish, and do you think it should be brought forward to before the weekend?
There will be, no doubt, an impact from people who will be able to go in, go into places, as it were, although not fully in, and use the facilities there, etc. Like, we know that will happen. But, you know, let's look at this from a different perspective. Why does it always have to be, you know, it seems that the government line is always, well, you can do it, but only if you're spending money.
Hold on, now, I asked you, do you think it should be brought before the weekend?
I think that's possible.
Because we could get onto hotels and restaurants and pubs today and ask them if it would be possible. If it was possible, out of interest, does Sinn Féin think that would be a good idea?
The public health advice, as outlined for us by the government, says that we need to wait, okay? And that's what the public health advice is suggesting. So in the intervening time, why not focus on getting right next weekend, whether or not the indoor or outdoor dining is going to be open? Why not focus on getting that right instead of arriving? My big fear, by the way, is after next weekend, the government would be sitting there shrugging their shoulders going, oh, would you look what happened again? I mean, of course we know this is predictable, and it is, you know, relatively simple, I suppose, to sort it if you can simply provide more bins and more facilities and places for people to go. Because what happened at the weekend is people were asked to move on, and when they asked the Gardaí, who were only doing their job, they're saying, well, you have to move on. They were saying, where can we go to? Well, you can't go anywhere.
Jim, are we going to be back here next Monday having the same conversation?
I'd say if the weather's good, there will be issues next weekend about large amounts of people outside socialising. Yeah, I'd say we will. And I think we need to recognise when it comes to this pandemic and our response to it, every action has a reaction. There's a sensible reason for why hospitality was closed previously, but obviously it has a reaction when it continues for a long time, and particularly into the summertime. Listen, we're nearly through this nightmare that the whole country has been going through. We've one more week to go before outdoor hospitality opens, then a month after that all hospitality will hopefully reopen as well. And I think we just need to be a little bit more thoughtful, maybe the wrong word, but I just think we have to take into
prepared,
consideration.
You know, yeah, has the government failed to prepare?
No, the word I was saying, I think we need to be a bit more sympathetic to the needs of young people. And I know it can create concern amongst public health officials.
What good is sympathy to anybody when you see the scenes that we saw last weekend? I'm sure nobody wanted to be in the position that they were last weekend, with no toilets to go to, nowhere to sit, you know, loads of crowds on the street. I'm sure most people prefer not to be in that situation. So
of
sympathy
course.
Is great, but what about action and preparation?
Part of this narrative is sort of condemnatory of young people being out there and being told that they shouldn't be out there. We need to recognise that they are going to be out there. I agree that we need to try to put in place much better facilities. Responsibility for that in my constituency rests with Dublin City Council, and I've been calling for that in terms of bins, toilets, and also facilitating the redirection of young people
is
into
Fianna
parks.
Is the biggest party in Dublin City Council at the moment?
It is, but we don't hold the mayoralty. But I also, can I make this point, like, as you can make a political point about it. Ultimately, decisions such as this are made by the executives to a large extent in Dublin City Council with the input of councillors. And I know that councillors throughout all parties in Dublin City Council have been advocating that we need to provide greater services outside when people are socialising.
And should there have been coordination between government, which has advocated a policy for the last couple of months now of an outdoor summer, and the council? I mean, you know, you seem to be laying the blame for this at the executives in Dublin City Council.
No, I'm not actually. And if I gave that impression, I would like to withdraw it. I'm not trying to blame anyone. Like, it is a natural consequence of telling young people that you can't have people into your house, you can't, socialise in bars or restaurants. You encourage them to socialise outdoors. We need to try to facilitate that. Now, I think part of the problem was because people went into the centre of town where they could buy takeaway pints, and we need to just try to redirect them away to areas which are more spacious so that the public health concern of this, which is transmission of the disease, isn't going to manifest itself.
All right, so Jim says really there's no one to blame. Louise, would you agree with that?
Well, I think, you know, those of us who have been flagging this issue for quite a while certainly have been trying to put it onto the government agenda. I do think that there was definitely a breakdown in communications, and that's the kindest way I can put it there. If the government are advocating for an outside summer that they hadn't done the homework in terms of ensuring that the councils were ready for it. You know, but it's not good enough for the Taoiseach to say you have to spend your summer outdoors and not to have those follow-up conversations. And I know hastily now meetings are being arranged and stuff is happening. And that, like, it's welcome that stuff is happening, but really this was as predictable as night following day. I mean, we knew that good weather was coming. We knew that young people in particular, but not only young people, have had a really, really, really rough 14 months. And all that they had looked for was the capacity to be outside in line with the public health rules and to meet up with very small numbers of their friends whom they haven't seen in many cases for months. So this was predictable. The lack of communication from the government to the council, okay, I think, is very regrettable. But if they are going to do something about it now, well, let it be done in time for next weekend. And let the focus not only be on you know, and having facilities where you can put your hand in the pocket. There has to be facilities that are available, because that will make our city a much more attractive place to be and a much more attractive place for people to stay.
All right. Just final word to yourself then, Jim. We're getting lots of messages from publicans saying most bars that can open next Monday will bite your hand off to be allowed to open on Friday. It is possible, they're saying, suppliers would make it possible. Will you be advocating speaking to the Taoiseach about it formally?
Well, I certainly will, but I just don't want to give false promises to people listening here. But can I say this? If pubs aren't open and they're serving takeaway pints, there's a responsibility on those pubs to permit their patrons to use their toilets. That's one thing that pubs should be recognising. They have a responsibility to do that. And I think it would be preferable if perhaps we could get them to open on Friday. But listen, I can't guarantee that. And I think it would be logistically difficult to reorganise that now, notwithstanding the messages from your listeners.
We'll leave it there. But thank you both very much for joining us. That's Jim O'Callaghan and Louise O'Reilly.